strong, I have heard that it knocked some of the cowherd boys unconscious. When Krishna heard about this, he was in Nandagram, but he decided to come to Giriraj in order to lift him up as a protective umbrella. And he came via Paita. In Paita, by his mystic potency, he manifested a tunnel from Paita, which would prevent that he was also struck by the ice blocks of the hailstorm. He went through a tunnel. This I heard in the Parikrama of Ramesh Baba, who does some very first class Krishna Katha. Before he entered, his friends who were there said to him, "What do you want? Where do you want to go? It's hailing around that area." And Krishna said, I want to lift Giriraj." "Ah, you always talk so much. You can hardly lift anything. Show us your strengths. Give us a sample. Then only we allow you to go." And Krishna at that time looked at a Kadamba tree which was nearby, and he took one of these hefty, healthy branches, and he turned it around. I have heard 50 years ago this Kadamba tree was still manifest, which had a twisted branch. And then he went to action. Some commentators say when Krishna went towards the Govardhan area, in his area it rained a little bit, but wherever Krishna went there was no rain, but on the opposite, wherever he stepped, a lotus flower grew from the ground of Vrindavan. This is how our Lord went into his Leela of defeating the pride of the most powerful person of the universe, the king, Indra. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes Indra's psychology. It says, "An ignorant living being does not recognize his actual profit. Because of ignorance and material pride, he sometimes considers profit a loss." You know, Indra was now made a participant of Krishna's pastimes. He should have been very, very glad that the Lord took what was offered usually to him and used it for his purpose. But he was angry because he was ignorant. How often have we become angry at Krishna or forgetful of Krishna when we were actually receiving his merciful correction? But when the living entity's pride is actually cut down, says Chaitanya Charitamrita, he can actually see his true benefit. So Krishna went to Giriraj, and because he went through the tunnel, he could pick Giriraj up from the middle. It's very difficult to pick up a mountain from the side, but he could lift it from the middle. And in this way, he created a wonderful umbrella, and he asked all the cows and the cowherd men and everyone in Vrindavan, all the animals as well, to take shelter under this umbrella. You might ask the question, the same question which Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has raised. You might say, we have heard in Shastra that when Krishna goes out with the cows, there are millions and billions of cows and never-ending stream of cows. How could they all fit under a medium-sized mountain? And the answer is that you do not know what it means to be touched by Krishna. When Giriraj was touched by the hand of Lord Krishna, he expanded in ecstasy. Do you know one example of a great personality who expanded his bodily size when he was touched by Krishna? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprabhu went into this antaranga state of consciousness, where he associated with Krishna, his body became so elongated. Maybe Burijan Prabhu will talk about this, but I heard there was a good distance between his joints. 6 inches. What is 1 inch, please? 2.5 centimeters? When I was in school, I have translated 2.5 inches. This is 1 inch was 2.5 centimeters. 2.54. Yes, 2.54 even. So what is 6 times 2.54? 15 centimeters. Very, very expanded, so much expanded by the presence of Lord Krishna in his. So Govardhan could provide shelter for a large cowherd community, including all the calves, the cows, and the bulls, and all paraphernalia and all the energies. By being in touch with Lord Krishna's lotus hand, which was very soft and very delicate. Now, by providing the shelter, Govardhan has become eternally loved by all the devotees. Because, see, in Krishna Leela, there's always a group of devotees who suffer separation from Krishna. But when Krishna called every one of his devotees under the Govardhan hill, all the groups of devotees could be with Krishna for 7 days and 7 nights. They were so much mad after being with Krishna that they desired to only have eyes. People actually wanted that the whole body is covered with eyes, like the body of Indra, for two reasons. One is so that they could have a multiple darshan experience of Lord Krishna. And the second reason is why they prayed that all their senses were converted into eyes. All the senses. They didn't want to hear anything. They didn't want to smell anything, because they didn't want the senses to become distractions in their experience of seeing Lord Krishna. They were so much mad after Krishna. It is described in Gaga Sanghita that if a devotee sees Krishna, he cannot decide where in Krishna's body he should look, because all the parts of Krishna's body are equally fascinating. There is not one part which is not fascinating to look at. Usually, I have heard when men look at the beauties of women, they study the nose very minutely. Maybe due to my sannyas, I do not really know so well. But they cannot get their eyes off the nose of the woman. And the woman may study extensively the toe of a man. I'm obviously giving the wrong examples, because I don't want any bad sanskaras to arise in you. But one part of the body is usually most beautiful and the goal of most viewing. But in Krishna's case, everything is beautiful. The nose, the eyes, the smile, the ears, the hair. The gopis, however, like very much this pearl which hangs from the nose of Lord Krishna and which moves here when Krishna breathes, and which reflects the redness within Krishna's nostrils. They like this this view. But they equally like also the left toe of Krishna and the right toe of Krishna. Everything is just so sweet of the Lord of Sweetness. There's a song like this. Everything. We hear even his cowherding stick is beautiful. Everything is so sweet. So the devotees are kind of overwhelmed where to look. And now when they saw Krishna for 7 days and seven nights, they just wished that all their senses become eyes so that they have the best viewing experiences and are not distracted by any other sense impression than just seeing Krishna's beauty. There is a verse which I would like to offer for your hearing, a verse which Adi Purusha has sent to me with great love and affection. It says, Harati kamala manam lola mukta bimanam darani rasika danam kamadevasya banam shravanam viditayanam netrayukmam prayanam vajajaduta samaksham danadaksham kataksham. It's a verse only about Krishna's sidelong glance. Do you know what is a sidelong glance? When you look a little to the side. But my sidelong glance is extremely boring. Listen to Krishna's sidelong glance. It's a verse only on his sidelong glance. Worship Krishna's sidelong glance, my dear devotees. This glance eclipses the pride of the lotus. It's more beautiful than the lotus. And it's more beautiful than a moving string of pearls. This glance travels almost to his ears. Imagine, Krishna, the glance. Almost to the ears. Oh, and this glance is Kamadev's arrow. This glance is laden with gifts. Gifts means presents, for they who taste nectar in this world. And this glance is expert at giving charity. If Krishna looks at you, the Krishna Kripa Kataksha, there's a shloka like, there's a prayer collection like this. It gives charity. Krishna gives charity. The charity of love he gives by his glancing at you. This is, Krishna is so wonderful, so that I think we can understand that the cowherd boys and every cowherd man and also the peacocks were just glancing at Krishna day and night. By Krishna's Lila Shakti, he had expanded nice mansions and pavilions underneath Govardhan for his dear devotees to rest in during the night as he was lifting Govardhan Hill. But no one used these pavilions and mansions because they wanted to look at Krishna. It was better than sleeping. I think we can understand when we understand here Lord Krishna's beauty. So, as I said, this pastime alleviates separations. When Krishna would leave Vrindavan village, the elders and the parents suffered, and also the little toddlers suffered separation all day. In the night, the gopas would not be able to sleep because they waited for the morning restlessly. Oh, when can we get up to see our Lord Krishna? So now, everyone was there looking at Krishna. A special opportunity was granted to the gopis who had to conceal their feelings for Krishna. When Krishna, for instance, returned from the cowherd pasturing grounds, the gopis were often withheld and could not go out of their houses to see Lord Krishna returning. or when he would leave early in the morning to go to the pasturing grounds, the mothers-in-law kept the gopis locked. So often the gopis, in order to see Lord Krishna, had to climb secretly on the rooftops and watch towers and have something like furtive or stolen glances on Krishna. The rasa dance was not yet danced during this Govardhan Leela. So now it was the first opportunity for them to just look at Krishna without any shame, without any restriction. And Krishna also looked at them. The Nectar of Devotion describes a particularly loving scene. Krishna looked at the gopis, and as he looked at them, his hand, which was holding the hill, was beginning to shake. The cowherd men became disturbed because there was an uproar, the mountain shook, and they prayed for Krishna's safety. Oh, save him, save him, save him. But Balaram smiled, thinking that these cowherd men, they are thinking for Krishna's safety. Krishna is just providing safety for all of us, and they think of Krishna's own safety. This is contradictory. So when Balaram smiled, Krishna, who saw him, imagined that Balaram knew his mind, that he had become slightly agitated by looking at the gopis, who were so extremely beautiful, that his hand began to shake, and he became very bashful and looked aside. So many, many such pastimes took place during this time. I will not go in all, but I will recite to you now a very first class prayer to Govardhan. And I want you to chant with me the verse, this line, Govardhano me Dishatam Abhishtam Krishna Prasadina Samasta Shaila Samrajam Apnoti Chavarinopi Sakrasya Yaprapa Balim Sasakshad Govardhano me Dishatam Abhishtam Govardhano me Dishatam Abhishtam. May Govardhan Hill, which by Krishna's mercy became the king of all mountains and received the respectful tribute of its arch enemy Indra, fulfill my desire. Svaprestha stambuja so kumarya sukano bhute atibhumi vritte mahendra vajrahatim apyajanam Govardhano me dishatam abhishtam. Govardhano me dishatam abhishtam. As Govardhan was held above the earth, it became so filled with happiness by experiencing the softness of its beloved Krishna's lotus hand that it did not even know it was being struck by Indra's thunderbolt. May Govardhan Hill fulfill my desire. See, that when there is great friendship, then if you help your friend, you don't think that any problem which you experience is a problem. There is a verse in the Nectar of Devotion that there is a nice example of the friendship between Krishna and Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. When the fighting was going on, Ashwatthama, the son of Dronacharya, unceremoniously attacked Krishna, although according to the prevailing rules of chivalry, one's chariot driver should never be attacked by the enemy. Ashwatthama, however, behaved so heinously in so many ways that he did not hesitate to attack Krishna's soft body. although Krishna was acting only as a charioteer for Arjuna. So unfair! So dirty! Techniques! When Arjuna saw that Ashwatthama was releasing various kinds of arrows to hurt his dear Krishna, he immediately stood in front of Krishna to intercept all of them. You know, when someone shoots at your beloved, you jump into the bullets like that. At that time, although Arjuna was being harmed by those arrows, he felt an ecstatic love for Krishna, and the arrows appeared to him like showers of flowers. How wonderful, huh? So, in the same way, Govardhan just smiled in happiness, although he was really bombarded with the most ferocious thunderbolts of King Indra. He was just, I'm here protecting Krishna and his dear friends. Wow, bliss! He was in the bliss of Krishna consciousness. In great affection, he served the Lord like this. Great affection. It's an. I want to use this example of as an example of affection, not necessarily rasa, but affection. So, then there are many verses. I will go a little bit quicker here because in past times which are described in this verse, but there is one thing which I wanted to read to you. Kasturika bhishaitam kim atreti uham prabho svasya muhu vitanvan naisargika sviya shila sugandhya means this, the rock with the good smell. Govardhano me disatam abhishtam Govardhano me disatam. Here it's translated like this. How is it that the sweet fragrance of musk, deer, and the various natural scents there make the Lord so calm and relaxed? May Govardhan Hill fulfill my desire. My dear devotees, I have done research amongst good Vaishnavas, whom I have asked if only I have smelt it. But all Vaishnavas I have asked so far have told me that sometimes from Govardhan Hill, even now, a wonderful fragrance, Sugandhya, comes. A little while ago, I was going with my Hero Turbo bicycle. What is the brand name? Heroes. Swash bicycle. No, I had a super swash bicycle. It didn't work in all regards. Indian bicycle. And we were going to suitable places at Giriraj to complete our rounds. And I remembered at times the breeze carried this amazing fragrances. Wow! And I broke with the journey and it was just so sweet. This is available, this smell is available when you go on Govardhan Parikrama. There's sometimes times where you feel this supernatural fragrance that you hope, I hope it is not from a Maya Devi which is here and who has 50 different types of Paris perfume. But as you look around, there's no one there. There's only the early morning sun rising, and it smells so good. Every sadaka can smell this. It's not reserved to high premi bhakta. Does it? We can also smell this if we smell. You sometimes do this. Go privately around Giriraj and let yourself be overwhelmed by the fragrance of musk and perfume, because we hear the pastimes sometimes by the mercy of Giriraj merge to the or come to the surface where we can also perceive this with our senses. It is not hyperbolic praise of Giriraj, it is experienced by many normal sadhakas. You please also can experience this when you go. It's a very, very nicely. So finally, I cannot go into the extent of all this lila because I want to talk many lilas. Krishna placed Govardhan back, and then shortly he went for an inspection around Giriraj to see what harm Indra had created to his beloved servant the mountain. Indra had understood that he had created a huge blunder. He looked for an advice at Brihaspati, what he should do now. And Brihaspati said, go and beg forgiveness, but go with someone who is dear to Krishna, otherwise Krishna might not look at you. Krishna had just defeated the huge Indra with the tip of his finger and had shown that he is supremely powerful. So Indra says, so what do I do? And the advice came, Krishna likes cows. Place a Surabhi cow in front of you as an icebreaker, so to say. This is my own word. So Krishna saw Indra with all his eyes really shaking with fear, approaching from the distance. And he actually, Krishna was very angry because Indra had not only attacked him, he had attacked his dearest devotees, you know, including the gopis. Krishna actually, his initial response was to kill Indra like he had killed all the demons. But then he decided, no, he's actually my mixed devotee. He sometimes has pride. So I will kill him without killing him. I will kill his pride. By the way, that is what Krishna does to each one of us. If you have not yet noticed, it will come in your sadhana. Surabhi pleaded on behalf of Indra. They offered their prayers. And then Krishna was coronated as the king of the cows at the Govinda Kund. Later, for the prayer session, where Surabhi and Indra wanted to pray to him, they took a more private place, the Surabhi Kund, which was more secluded in Govinda Kund, and therefore the prayers could be offered. I wanted to tell here just a little of the special feature of Vrindavan Leela. See, Krishna Leela is Nara Leela. That is, the devotees consider Lord Krishna in this Leela like an ordinary human being. They interact with him not out of respect or fear, like Indra did, but they really interact with friendliness. When Indra worshipped Lord Krishna, or arranged for this huge worship ceremony, then also the devatas were present. But the cowherd boys who came acted differently than the devas acted towards Krishna. I have a very nice thing to read to you. When the demigods headed by Lord Shiva were offering respectful prayers to Krishna, describing the glorious opulences of the Lord, the cowherd boy Arjuna, not Pandava Arjuna, the cowherd boy Arjuna stood before Krishna with his hand on his shoulders and brushed the dust from his peacock feather. Please imagine the scene. All the devatas saying their thing, and Arjuna, just the cowherd boy, just is leaning maybe on Krishna's shoulder and just brushes the dust from his from his peacock feather. You can see by this the difference of attitude or the difference of perception. And Vrindavan Leela is full of this sweetness. And it is remaining sweet, although Krishna does this non-human activities like lifting a huge Govardhan mountain. After the Govardhan Leela, however, it was not possible for the cowherd men to think of Krishna as an ordinary human being. They came, this is in the Garga Sanghita, to Nanda Maharaj and said, "We demand an answer to our grave doubt. Who is Krishna in relation to you?" "Well, our son," said Nanda Maharaj. "No, no, no, no. Son inherits the qualities of the parents. You can hardly lift a rock, but Krishna lifted a whole mountain. He is stronger than you, although he is a boy. He can't be your son. And also, you are fair-skinned and he is dark-skinned. It doesn't work out." So there were moments when the cowherd boys and cowherd men, could not see Krishna really as an ordinary boy any longer. When, for instance, the infant had killed Trinavata demon, crushed two Arjuna trees, demolished Baka Denukasura and rid Yamuna from Kaliya demon, then it didn't make any sense that this is an ordinary boy. Once Nanda Maharaj was approached and it was said, "Tell us, this is not an ordinary human being," but Nanda wanted to not know anything else than Krishna's Nara Leela. He said, "No, he is ordinary. Even ordinary yogis can control the urges of their senses, but my son Krishna has no control at all of his senses. If Mother Yashoda is feeding him and she sets him down for a minute to attend to some other business, this Krishna, uncontrolled Krishna, uncontrolled boy, becomes so angry that he starts breaking butter pots and eating butter. Even ordinary yogis are fearless. But as soon as Krishna hears thunder and sees lighting, he becomes afraid. Ba, ba, ba! And if we don't take him on our arms and pacify him, he remains fearful." So this is the speciality of Braj and the Krishna Leela. And Krishna wants that this human aspect is kept intact, although from time to time he does something like lifting the mountain, which is disproving this sweetness of the Leela. But Krishna really wants to display this very sweet Leela, fully intact in sweetness and in closeness. And we have heard many descriptions how Krishna's opulences only merge for some times in Vrindavan Leela to the awareness of the devotees, but then quickly disappear again so that the devotees don't notice anything, that he is God. In Vrindavan, Krishna is not God. No, no, no. Krishna is the most beloved, who is drawing out everything, who is not feared, but who is loved like anything. Even the today's residents of Vrindavan are keeping this mood. I told you on one of the Govardhan retreats how once Madan Mohan Prabhu from Switzerland went to the email shop in Vrindavan, and he had sent his email and he talked to the proprietor and said, "So, do you worship Krishna?" And the proprietor said, "No. He steals always. We don't worship him. We worship Durga to protect Krishna. We don't worship him. We love him. so much. So this is how the contemporary rich Parsis feel also. Maybe now there's some mixture, but we like to see the rich Parsis as lovers of Krishna. So just like in a milk pot, this is the example. When you boil milk, straw is put into the milk so that the milk doesn't boil so high and comes over the milk pot. So the straw is put inside, and then sometimes the straw comes moving to the surface and you can see it, and then it disappears again. In the same way, Krishna's opulences in Vrindavan sometimes come to the surface, but they disappear again, not to disturb this beautiful, attractive Naralila. So the Govardhan Lila, I want to come to an end, has actually two dimensions. And these dimensions are very important for us if we want to, sitting here at the Giriraj Govardhan. I feel very much the need now to highlight two important lessons from the Govardhan Lila, which can accompany us throughout our Govardhan retreat. The first dimension is really, or lesson is, that Krishna wants his devotees to fix their minds on him alone. That's why he diverted the worship of the Brajavasi from Indra to Giriraj, and later declared, Shailosmi, I'm the Giriraj. Worship me, don't worship anyone else. I believe that it's very important that we think a little bit about it. Worship Krishna. Give your attention to Krishna. Full attention to Krishna. Don't give it somewhere else. Bring it to Krishna. And don't bring it back. Don't take it back. The next dimension of lesson is he wanted to destroy the pride of Indra. It is said that Indra's 10 pranas had lost their connection with Krishna. To express it in a little easier way for us to understand, Indra had not worshipped any longer with his talents and abilities Lord Krishna, but he wanted to be worshipped and be put in the center. So Krishna caused his ego to blossom a little bit more, and then he smashed him. He set him up, so to say. When Indra finally begged forgiveness, he laid his crown, which blazed like the sun, at the lotus feet of Krishna. He said, I have understood. And at the base of Govardhan, he begged Krishna for forgiveness. I told you that Indra approached Lord Krishna at Govindakund, but Krishna gave him an audience at Surabikund because he didn't want to humiliate him any further. He thought, it's enough. He has learned his lesson. Let us go to a secret place, Surabikund, and there I will listen to his prayers and I will bless him. And Krishna said something which I feel is so important for us. He said, a man blinded by intoxication with his power and opulence cannot see me nearby with the rod of punishment in my hand. My dear devotees, wake up to this fact that Krishna is always nearby. If you are blinded with the intoxication of pride and intoxication, you cannot see him. And Krishna will take his rod of punishment if he has not given your case to Yamaraj, but if he keeps your case in his department, in other words, if you're not an offender, then Krishna keeps you in his department and he gives you a merciful beat on the head. Who has felt the stick of Krishna on his head? I have felt it many times. I even have a bump here in the head so often. My head should have millions of holes by now, so many times. Krishna describes, if I desire my devotee's real welfare, then, listen to this, listen to our Lord, I drag him down from his materially fortunate position. This is a special blessing for the devotee, because then the devotee, the foolish devotee, can take exclusive shelter at Krishna. Krishna will make you ill. Krishna will take your good name and fame away. Hare Krishna! Krishna is a great thief. He takes the karma away from his devotees. Krishna is such a thief that only hearing his name takes inauspiciousness away from us. I'm always giving the example. Even Al Capone, who was a great thief of Chicago, is not so powerful that if we speak today about Al Capone, all of a sudden our money is gone from our purse, or our bag is missing, or whatever. But Krishna, we just pronounce his name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He takes away our misery. Some of you have even the tiredness is taken away just by chanting Hare Krishna. Very, very, the name already, such a favorable thief. Krishna is favorable. Let us see how Indra responded to this merciful treatment. He said, Tvayeshanu grihitos min dvashtastambo vitot yama. O Lord, you have shown mercy to me by shattering my false pride and by defeating my attempts. Namastubhyam Bhagavate Purushaya Mahatmane Vasudevaya Krishnaya Sattvatam Fataye Namaha. Obeisances are to you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the greatest soul, who are all-pervading and who reside in the hearts of all. My obeisances unto you, O Krishna, the chief of the Yadu dynasty. And then, this comes in the 27th chapter of the Bhagavatam. This was from 9 to verse 9 to verse 13. There are 10 lines of pure glorification. Remember, Indra's 10 pranas had become polluted by selfish activities. Now he purifies his 10. With 10 lines of pure glorification, all his 10 pranas, so that he can beg forgiveness. Now, the Lord will always come and do this merciful treatment if you are his devotee. And when he shatters our pride, he does not proudly advertise himself like a proud politician or an entertainer. He is self-satisfied, only out of his mercy. He doesn't need any one of us. And he doesn't need to show that he is stronger than any one of us. No, out of his mercy he cares for his devotees. He said, I stopped you, O Indra, out of my mercy. You were so intoxicated by pride. I wanted you to always remember me. That's why I took this pride away from you, this obstacle. So this is the Giriraj glory. This is why we do the Giriraj retreat, always at the same place, always under the same trees if possible. Yes, they are the same trees. basically. We want us to come here, and we want that Giriraj sees us. We cannot see him so well with our glibbery-glubbery eyes, but we want the Giriraj Maharaja sees us, we also want to hear about Krishna in his sacred valley, and we want to be touched by the therapeutic effect of Krishna's pastimes. First, when we hear about Krishna, we may become, after some time, a little tired. We may become a little disinterested. If I would tell you now about some agitating material subject, maybe some of your ears would perch because it is so much known. But by patiently hearing about Krishna, in such a favorable thing, you experience what we told the devotees at the Japa retreat, passive spirituality. That means the subject works on you. We are always in this active mode that we think we have to do everything. But let Krishna and Krishna Katha work on us very, very nicely. I have now the pleasure to announce that I have finished today's subject, therapeutic hearing. Totally finished or have not totally ended. I want to give you a chance to ask some questions which you may have in your heart, and I will invite you tomorrow in the afternoon session when that I will talk a little bit about the Shrutekshita path, some things which need to be observed when entering the path of bona fide hearing. No? But for now I would like to see if you do have some relevant questions which are blazing with your sincerity. I see Sureka. I see your name?
Madhumangal
Prabhu. And here was Jagatharini. And some others are there. The Bosnian corner. Okay, so in that succession, we will first go to Sureka. Please speak into the microphone.
Thank you, Sachin and Maharaj. I was just wondering, why does Krishna want our full attention?
Why does Krishna want our full attention? It has to do with love. When you are entering a loving relationship, it will mean full attention. How do you feel when someone who says, who is your friend, you know, comes, spends time with you, maybe visits you at your home, and then he takes all of a sudden, he takes a mobile phone talk, and it's not, you can hear, it's not important, it's one of these unimportant quick communications which happen, and he talks long and long and long. You feel, he's not giving attention to our meeting. He came here. Why is he now talking so long on the mobile phone? Isn't that an example of modern times? You know, we feel this. It seems the other person is really more important to him than I am at this moment important to him. And you know, okay, now I know what where our relationship stands. And you know, okay, this is the state of the relationship and the intensity of the friendship. I have seen the actions speak louder than words. So, attention, giving attention to Krishna is a sign of love, you know. And why does Krishna want our love? Because we have this one relationship, which is now a broken relationship. You young girls and young boys are so much thinking about boyish or girlish relationship. Prabhus, this is all secondary. The main important relationship is to Krishna, which has become broken. As a result, there's so much misery. We have become bahirmukha and turned away from Krishna. And as a result, we have been caught by the net of Maya. So we better turn with full attention to Krishna again. The worst thing is if someone comes to Vrindavan to make to find a boyfriend or a girlfriend, then that Krishna is not at all impressed by such an activity. Sometimes I've seen there are festivals, big festivals, devotional festivals, and then someone comes, oh, maybe there is a devotional crowd and I can find my lover or my beloved. This is not good. For the Holy Dham, visit to the Holy Dham, Krishna, 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 only Krishna. That focus must be there to impress Krishna of your sincerity. Don't make arrangement in any other ways. I remember in the times when I came, sometimes Grihasthas came to the Dham to conceive children in the Dham because they thought this is the best place. Maybe a huge big sadhu will come and so on. But when Srila Prabhupada heard about it, he said, no, they should be conceived somewhere else. Here is Krishna, is in the center. So this is very important because it shows the attention to Krishna, the love for Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Very important. When you are in the Holy Dham, you must be very careful. There is this danger that you become socialized with the Dham and you become, you miss the subtle dimension. By Krishna's mercy, we got to bed early yesterday and therefore rose well rested in the morning. And you know, when we stepped out of the door of the... first Burijam Prabhu's blissful face emerged like the moon in our window with a good morning greeting. And he said, when I'm out here, every breath is so precious, so wonderful. And then after I was ready, I also went out and I can confirm the same thing. And I noted, wow, we are so happy. So we are so auspicious to be here. Let me immediately chant his holy name for his glorification with great sincerity. But then later during the day, sometimes you forget this, where you are. The hot sun is there. And the beautiful boys and girls are also there, and then the your purchasing aims are also there, and so on. And you forget. Don't be dull-headed here. Be concentrated. Very important. Show Krishna that you want to give him attention and want to give him love. How will you develop love if you don't start with the first step, attention? Another step is also gratitude. No? Be grateful to Krishna. This was a very good question, Surika. Thank you very much. Who's our next questioner? Asked a very good question from the laws of physics. The water was coming on Giriraj and was flowing down Giriraj. And in addition, we have heard that Vrindavan was flooded. So how didn't it come underneath the hill and drown everyone. Well, two things were there. The first thing was Ananta Shesha came, the powerful servant of the Lord, and with his huge body made a protective snake body, a snake wall around the hill. And the chakra came of the Lord, which then evaporated the water. So in this way, by the two action of dispersing the water, evaporating the water, and by walling, making a protective wall, the Vrijabhasis were protected. Krishna had thought of everything. I heard there was also another, I mean, when you enter the Krishna Leela, and that's why it never becomes boring, Krishna fulfilled also another purpose by these huge amounts of water. They were drunk by Agastya, Rishi. But that's a whole different story from a whole different perspective, so that I will not tell it here. And I must admit, I do not know the full details of this, but there was also some other agent who took care of the water. Wonderful, isn't it? Imagine just the huge Ananta Shesha protecting with his own body the flood of water of the Vrijabhasis who were inside, and just remember, the Vrijabhasis did not pay attention to this huge snake was breathing. They didn't pay attention to anything else than Krishna's very, very soft hand. Mother Yashoda said, "Darling boy, the rock is so hard and your hand so soft. You must suffer tremendous pain." And Krishna said, "No, Mother Yashoda, the mountain is very light." "Not possible," said Yashoda. "It's absolutely not possible that this mountain is light. Oh no, I'm so worried." "No, no, mother," said Krishna. "I'm experiencing great joy and great comfort here under the hill of Giriraj. The Giriraj is floating." Yashoda said, "I only believe that Giriraj is floating if he visibly makes a round now." And then Giriraj flew over the Vrijabhasis like this, to prove Mother Yashoda that he was not creating an inconvenience to Krishna's soft hand. Hare Krishna. Krishna had thought of everything. There was another devotee, Jagatarini. Please wait with your question to the microphone, that the microphone comes, that we hear your good question in the microphone.
Maharaj, when you were told that your lecture was not so good and it would have been better if your lecture was given by a stone, you only appeared slightly upset and then you laughed. But here we see that Indra became so angry that he wanted to kill everyone. So how was it possible, can you explain, that he became that angry?
Hare Krishna. Our Mataji is asking the question, how could it be possible that Indra became so very angry at being challenged by Lord Krishna? Whereas in an example which was given, I'm shy to repeat, the anger was not so much when one was compared to a stone. Jagatarini, Amadaji, O knower of the details in the Leela, it is in fact very difficult to understand how Indra, who after all is a devotee, could become that very angry. It is not easy to understand. Because, after all, yes, I mean, the devatas know who Krishna is, and the only explanation, but maybe someone else can help, which I have for Indra's tremendous anger, is that Lord Krishna wished to show his devotees that he does not like his devotees to be proud, and that he removes the pride of his devotees. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that this lila of Krishna lifting Giriraj and in this way deflecting the attack of Indra shows that Krishna protects the devotees from pride, because Indra is representing that pride which can come during one's execution of sadhana. So Krishna must have arranged that Indra was momentarily covered with this pride, just like Krishna had arranged that Arjuna momentarily did not wish to surrender to his desire to help him in his mission of his Kurukshetra mission. Krishna had covered Arjuna's devotional perspective for a moment so that he could narrate the Bhagavad Gita or tell the Bhagavad Gita for our benefit. The same way Krishna had covered Parikshit Maharaj, another dear devotee, with anger which came due to hurt pride, so that the Srimad Bhagavatam could be narrated. So in the same way as Krishna, so Krishna sometimes, in order to establish a point, will use his devotees as protagonists and will put the devotees in a certain mood and certain understanding for that for the time being. Therefore, Indra could also so easily feel profound sorriness when he woke up again. You know, he laid down his crown before Krishna's lotus feet. What that meant was, really, it is a gesture, is I was a king, I was a king, I'm no longer a king. Here, the crown comes in the dust before your feet, my lord. It was really a surrender of his position, which is hard to do, you know, if you're not moved in your heart. You know, he gave up being king of the universe. He felt so miserable. That's my explanation. Mm-hmm. There was other questions were here in this in our Bosnian corner. Have yes, please ask while you are putting the question to Mani Manjari. We will hear Aniruddha. Taras, listen. Aniruddha is the next. To save time, Mani Manjari, extract the question from Dayal Nitai. Yes, what is your question, please? And then, of course, remember the question and don't forget it, Mani Manjari. Yes.
Maharaj, you mentioned that you mentioned a fault within the institution. But your remedy was a personal one for the individual.
Mm-hmm.
That we devotees, in order to remain inspired in Krishna consciousness, that they make Krishna conscious goals for themselves. Or at least that's how I understand. So I was thinking, is the problem with the institution, or also with the individual? And if there's a solution for the institution, what might that be? Or what suggestions would you make us, especially if we're servants of the institution and servants of the devotees within the institution? Is there an institutional solution that can be implemented to help the individual? And is it just an institutional problem, or is it not only, but also an individual problem?
Yes. There's a German philosopher who says, some say change the circumstances and everything will become better. But unfortunately, even when circumstances are changed, if the heart of the individual sometimes is not changed. Others say, change the individual, then the circumstances, in this case, you could also say the institution, will be changed. But this also is not entirely true, because when you change an individual, sometimes institutions have impossible mechanisms, or circumstances have mechanisms. So therefore, the philosopher says, I say, change both, the individual as well as the institution. I believe also that as we are maturing, hopefully, in our ISKCON society, this two-throng approach will be necessary. Individual change, that's why the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education and also other devotees and programs are dedicated to help devotees in their attempt to go deeper into Krishna consciousness. And also on an institutional level, some changes are contemplated and are done. We heard some very, very nice, very good news from Braj Bihari recently, who told us that GBC body is contemplating to that they themselves go on retreats and then get further insights how to help our society in many novel ways. So I really believe both is necessary. If you only change institutions, but circumstances or laws or facilities or perspectives remain in a way, it's not so good. You know, as a temple president, sometimes you have to change some policies to facilitate individual growth and so on. Mm-hmm. So both is, I feel, necessary. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there are persons who emphasize other things. As a traveling preacher, I always emphasize something which I can do, where I can help, where I can also work. That is individual growth. But a manager might more think also of institutional changes which are favorable for helping. So individuals will always have different emphases. So here is our Bosnian question, Mani Manjari. It will be our last question for today. And then we will end 10 minutes earlier. Hare Krishna!
The question is, yesterday it was said that there is no separation without a relationship before that. So is it that separation can be only felt by a pure devotee?
I believe this is a very interesting opportunity to hear Burijan Prabhu again. Would you like to comment on this question, or would you like... Excuse me, and then, but you please also say something. Yes, please. This is a very nice point. I would like to repeat the question so that we are all very alert. Yesterday, it was our Burijan Prabhu who said that usually separation can only be felt by someone who had a relationship. So is it that only a pure devotion can, a pure devotee can feel separation? Oh, This is a very, very, very good question. Oh, Krishna. But you have just now with your question presented an ocean of spiritual secrets, and now it's very difficult to know where to enter this ocean. Oh, you have to let it. I'm a big. I will never give up without trying to give an answer. Don't worry. But let me just think for a moment where to enter this subject. Vipralamba Bhava. Oh, Krishna. Yes, can. How can. I was asked this question. I'm asking my. First of all, when we talk about feeling separation from Krishna, it's very important to know. What are we talking about? Separation from the feeling of separation from Krishna can never appear in the heart of someone who feels separated from Krishna like we feel separated from a lover in this world. When we feel separated from a lover in this world, our mobile telephone runs hot. We feel bereft of the association of the lover, the smile of the lover, the gifts of bread and butter and cheese of the lover, and different displays of the lover's affection to us, like maybe kind embraces or affectionate embraces and so on. When we don't have this, we feel separated in this world and miserable. But the feeling, because our sense gratification is interrupted, our own gratification is interrupted. Feeling of separation to Krishna has a total different feel to it. Feelings of separation to Krishna, says Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in an Anubhasya purport, can only be felt by a person who wants to give pleasure to Krishna, who wants to satisfy Krishna, not by a person who wants Krishna to satisfy his loneliness. I'm lonely, 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 and need you now to take my insecurities away from me. Feeling of separation from Krishna is really a manifestation of love, of giving love. Now, this was what I wanted to say first. Now, your question, can only a pure devotee feel separations to Krishna? My answer is, this is a high level, as I have hopefully shown with this little differentiation of spiritual separation and the separation which we have in this world. You need to be advanced. However, in German language, aber, in Croatian language, ali or međutim, is a very big however, in the transcendental land of Vrindavan, such a Puri or Mayapur, in the holy dhams, you are sometimes getting a foretaste of spiritual emotions. All of a sudden, these sweet feelings of separation in the proper way, loving separation, come in your heart. There is a Praman for this in Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, where he says that even an ordinary person who comes into the sacred land of Mathura Vrindavan will feel love for Krishna in his heart when he sees the bank of the Yamuna. Yamuna is very conducive for giving good feelings in the heart. Very conducive for giving good feelings in the heart. It even says that when you perform your bhajan on the bank of the Yamuna, means chanting, reading and so on, Yamuna Devi will give some good feelings in your heart, some good Krishna conscious feelings in your heart. She will just give you a gift of these feelings. These are very powerful pure devotees who are known as Krishna Prema Pradaya. They give prema, Krishna in the heart. As Forshos. Forshos means pre-investment. See, you have a little business of spiritual feelings. You need some capital investment so that your little business of feeling will start to blossom and to become richer. So by Krishna's Kripa Shakti, which is moving very swiftly in the Holy Dham, and looks for some good receiver, these feelings can come in your heart, that you may sometimes even feel as a neophyte devotee, "Ah, oh, Krishna, I made a big mistake, I left you." Have you sometimes felt like this? What a mistake, oops, what a scandal, what a problem I have created, no, impossible, I'm such a mischief monger. One feels even as a neophyte devotees. I have heard devotees confidentially telling me that I don't know what came over me, but in the night I went up from the bed. First I thought it's an ordinary journey to the toilet, but when the journey was completed, I had some extra time. I looked at the trees, at the moon, of the stars of Vrindavan, and all of a sudden I noticed I'm not serving Krishna. I'm serving my senses. I noticed I made a grief mistake. I think some of you have felt this. No, this comes in our heart by the mercy of the Dharma. But you are right. This normal feeling of separation you need happens in a pure heart, not an impure heart, who's yearning after sense gratification, or who substitutes a psychological insecurity with spiritual advancement. Who thinks that my need for attention is a sign that I really am very advanced in Krishna consciousness and yearn for Krishna. No, I only yearn for some psychological validation. That's very... Anyways, Hare Krishna. Bodhisattva Prabhu, would you like to add something in the microphone at this stage?
It seems to me that you said both things, which is that there's something very, very deep and transcendental, and that deep and transcendental experience of missing Krishna and Vipralamba Bhav is meant for the pure devotees, but yet we, even in our beginner condition, by the mercy of holy places and also holy persons, by that grace, we can also, to some degree, experience those type of emotions, too, mm-hmm. not on the same level. And that's basically my understanding as well. And I remembered something that Prabhupada wrote in the Krishna book, that even a non-devotee, when comes to Vrindavan, experiences separation from Krishna.
Yeah.
So there's just something very special in the atmosphere. And also I know that there are many devotees who seem to be hopelessly addicted to coming to Vrindavan. And when they leave, they start counting the days again. So something, there's something so special in the atmosphere here that one may not experience as on the deepest transcendental level, but yet one feels so much more satisfied in Vrindavan that when not in Vrindavan and in the materialistic atmospheres of a materialistic city, we really deeply wish we were in Vrindavan. And I think that's a kind of separation from Vrindavan, or separation from the Vrindavan atmosphere that a devotee carries or with them. And because the items of Panchanga Bhakti are very powerful, and they have the ability to deliver something even to us in a lesser state.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you very much. So we, Purujan Prabhu has helped us understand. Yes, a little something can also be there in the beginning stage, because the Panchanga Bhakti, like Dham Vas, living in the holy Dham, can even on the beginner stage deliver some good bhakti to us. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. We say similar things. So Hare Krishna, I'm very, very proud. I'm ending 1 minute before my time. I really wish that this is made known to Braj Bihari and Prashanta, that I'm freeing myself from my bad name of going over the time. Please take good note of this achievement. I want to thank you very, very much. You're actually engladding my heart and by giving me the opportunity to speak on Lord Krishna. Tomorrow we will hear other leelas. I'm very, very eager to continue this tattva, Krishna tattva, and then the leelas with all of you. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki Jai Jai Sri Radha.